Unit 18. Happiness, more than a state of mind. American writer and humorist Mark Twain once said, "Whoever is happy will make others happy too." In 2005, a group of six specialists in the area of psychology set out to prove just that in a unique social experiment conducted in a typical UK town named Slough, located in the south of England. The goal of the experiment was to raise the overall happiness level of Slough by focusing on 50 volunteers and training them intensively in the art of living happily. The experimenters theorized that by learning life skills to improve personal feelings of happiness, the 50 volunteers would bring the newfound skills and attitudes back into the community and change its mood for the better. They devised a 10-point plan for happiness that included caring for a plant, counting your blessings, taking time to talk, meeting an old friend, taking time to enjoy a treat, having a good laugh, getting some exercise, sharing a smile, cutting TV viewing in half, and performing an act of kindness for a stranger. The volunteers attended many workshops and seminars, but they were also coached in unorthodox techniques, such as spontaneous dancing in the supermarket, hugging a tree, and visiting a graveyard to reflect on the preciousness of life. Over a period of 3 months, the researchers helped the volunteers in a number of ways. In the end, whether the town was made measurably happier or not was subject for debate. However, what is not arguable is that being happy is more than a state of mind. It is a skill that can be learned and cultivated. Many people, for example, think that a higher salary, increased fame, or winning a lottery might be the key to happiness. What was revealed in Slough was that people whose happiness depended upon such things were looking in the wrong places, because happiness comes from within. One of the most important ideas uncovered by the experiment in Slough is a very old truth, in that to be truly happy, each person must closely examine their personal definition of happiness.